If you happen to be into super sexy, lo-fi, swank rock, then dust off your go-go boots and get a taste of the brand spanking new release by Leggy called Cavity Castle. We used to bond over our sweet tea. Leggy is a group of heavy new garage indie punk Pop-Tarts consisting of Chris Campbell, Kirsten Blad, and Veronique Allaire. The four-song EP was recorded at Trapdoor Studios, a retired 19th century Methodist church in Union City, Ohio, and was produced by John Hoffman and Jerry Queen. Though two-thirds of the band happen to be female musicians, I recommend that you don't approach Cavity Castle with any presumptions about Leggy trying to pull off a Riot Girl renaissance. Their sound is far more involved than that. The title of the first track, Sweet Teeth, comes from the band's original name and is a naughty, guilty pleasure of a song. Sweet Teeth resonates with the same 60s girl group vibe that has become an infectious theme in local music lately, and is the foundation for up-and-coming bands like Black Planet and Tweens. Leggy shows another facet of their songwriting ability with Sky Blue, a song that is more adventurous, has a stronger driving force, and highlights Campbell's playing with catchy rhythm breaks. In Sky Blue, as well as most of Cavity Castle, Allaire's reverb-saturated vocals radiate with an emerging sex appeal. I usually manage to find one track that I favor over the others, and for Leggy, that song has to be Alexander. There's an unrefined yet darker depth to the song's mood, and the disjointed rhythm combined with Allaire's Maureen Tucker-like vocals reminds me of some of the more abstract offerings by the Velvet Underground. At just over 3 minutes, the song High-Heeled Shoes is the longest track on Cavity Castle, making the entire EP very quickly and easily digested, yet not enough to make you feel full. Luckily, you always have the option to start over at the beginning and enjoy it all over again. Every Tuesday night in May, Leggy will be the artist in residence at the Comet, a And in July, they will also be part of this year's Northside Rock and Roll Carnival. For WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.